You know the vibes. You know the vibes. Have you heard? Have you? We're here. Lost and loaded.
I'm going to actually keep that in there. Hi, guys. This is Elle from Have You Heard. I'm one of the co-founders and now the current curator of Have You Heard. Our Instagram is haveyouheard_HYH. Follow us. So I'm here today to bring you like a new portion of our page, which is the Lyrics Analysis Podcast attachment to the page, where we'll basically just be talking about the craziest song lyrics from our favorite songs. And I will have friends of mine, acquaintances, anybody who wants to come on and talk about song lyrics with me. Anyone who wants to come and talk with me just about songs and how they relate to like the wider topic of whatever the song is about. Disclaimer, a lot of these songs will have to do with love and relationships because that's what people ever write about.
As they always do.
Literally, people write so many songs about love that I'm like, oh my God, like this is not a relationship podcast, but like, here we are. We have to do it like that. So I have my friend here, very, very, very good friend.
You know the vibes, you know the vibes.
I'm going to just let him do.
Hi everyone, I'm Isaac the Virgo. You know the vibes, you know the vibes. Your first guest on the Have You Heard podcast. I live in Amsterdam. I thought it'd be fun to like tell you guys that my most played artist is probably SZA.
Please,
this is my space for Solana slander, please. The last song I listened to randomly was Stay Ready by Jhené Aiko and Kendrick Lamar.
I love that song.
And I'm excited to, should I reveal the song that we're
Yes.
And I'm excited to be reviewing 4 a.m. by Melanie Fiona.
I was like, why is he pausing? Like, did he forget? Yeah, so we will be analyzing, I guess, not to make it sound fancy, but we'll basically be talking about the lyrics of 4 a.m. by Melanie Fiona. If you haven't heard the song, go and listen to it. It's actually a bop. I think it came out maybe mid-2000s. As well as like when I was in.
let's
take a step back. And so just a bit more in the lyrics analysis portion. Heads up, this is not a sonic analysis. We're not analyzing the song itself. I'm not well-versed to do that.
We don't know the work.
We don't know the work, basically. We're staying in our lane. So, you know, this is solely just about the lyrics and like how funny or like crazy they are. Okay, so I will read out the Let's little portions. I will read out the little portions of music, like lyrics that I have sectioned out. And if Isaac has any that he wants to also add in,
yeah.
We'll do that and then we'll comment on it.
Yeah, sounds good.
So, song starts.
let's begin. Because really,
we shall commence. You know, in inter-house sports, when the gun goes off and you start running.
Great way.
Okay, so it starts off saying, sitting here feeling kind of crazy. Also, when I read song lyrics, it makes me laugh because you never like actually say the lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says, sitting here feeling kind of crazy, but not just any crazy. It's the kind you feel when you love somebody. Isaac, take us away.
You know what? It's a no from me. It's a very big no from me. Because count me out. Because I don't, as a regular person, I don't like stress. And then when you not add stress from romantic relationships, what kind of line is that? Is the kind you feel when you love
somebody? When you love somebody. Isaac said, erase me from the narrative. I would like to be excluded. I'm sorry. If you love somebody and like it makes you feel like your brain is on fire, sis. If you don't jack off from that relationship.
I mean, like, there's, like, two things. There's obviously, like, you know, the fun, like, butterflies and this almost, like, this euphoria and, like, that. Like, that's cute, like, you know, whatever. But then when it's, like, the crazy, when somebody is stressing you out, and from the title of the song, 4 a.m., I don't want to be stressed at 4 a.m. Like, I'd rather be sleeping. Like,
literally. I think, like you said, there's a very fine line between, like, the butterflies and excitement, and then when someone almost gets you out of your character, like, sis.
Yeah.
You're feeling kind of crazy at 4 a.m., like,
Yeah. But it's also, like, this, like, normalization. I guess, we're going to analyze society now. Let's go.
Do you want to do that now?
Okay, we'll save it for later.
Just jot it down.
Yeah. I don't want to be stressed at 4 a.m. I don't want to be crazy. Yeah.
I should be asleep. Nothing good ever happens at 4 a.m. Isaac and I both know we've been outside at 4 a.m.
Stop. Stop.
I've dragged our legs outside just to give you guys a feel for the kind of people we are. Thank you.
No.
Okay. So we're going to be.
Let's move on to the next.
Said, and I know that my baby is calling somebody else baby.
Is How Melody, does that make you feel?
Is she dating a Yoruba man?
Go away.
Yoruba you know man. I have to come out the gates slandering Yoruba man.
Is she dating a Yoruba man? One it is, they are all just question mark, honestly. And I was like, of course it has to be infidelity. Of course.
It can never pass infidelity in R&B songs.
You know what I was actually thinking? Part of me was actually thinking about it. Whenever, like, it's a heartbreak or, like, you know, romance pain kind of mm-hmm. song, I'm trying to think if there's any other topic people go to besides infidelity. Like, I can't think of anyone.
It's off the top of my head, I'm just thinking infidelity and everything.
It's always that. And I'm like,
no one is ever like, you know, it just wasn't working and we broke up. In R&B, anyway, it was always he did me wrong.
I feel like that's another interest. That's an interesting one with like the genre and stuff and like how that dictates it. But I was just like thinking, I don't know if you've heard like "Easy" by Troy Sivan, and it's it's not like heartbreak, but it's more like you just grew apart. So I guess that is an infidelity, but yeah, you know, of course it has to be infidelity.
Well, I think what kills me in this is she doesn't say, "I think that my baby is calling someone else." She says, "I know." Sis, what has been going on in this relationship that you know?
I'm speechless.
What if he's not to defend men, because God forbid. But what if he's at his friend's house? Like, I don't know. Do you get like you're so convinced? You're so why are you still here? She said, "I know."
Yeah.
I'm distressed. I'm troubled.
I actually didn't pick up on that. I actually didn't pick up that she didn't say, like, I think, I know.
She says, I know in my spirit. That's basically what Melanie Fiona said. She's like, I feel it. I'm worried.
You know what? Let's progress. I feel like there's still, like, you know, the thing about that, I'll give this song this. Like, part of me was, like, so ready to be like, oh, it's going to be, like, the same, like, tone throughout. It mostly is. But then there's, like, a couple, like, changes in, like, pace and, like, you know, highs and lows. So let's continue. What's your next song?
So this is the chorus of the song, which I guess will give us the full you know depth of what Melanie is going through. I keep calling her name like she's our friend.
Hey girl.
It's 4 a.m. and my lover will answer. He's probably somewhere with a dancer sipping champagne while I'm in his bed. It's 4 a.m. and I think I might lose it. This motherfucker thinking I'm stupid. He must have bumped his head. Don't he know it's 4 a.m.?
There's a lot to unpack there. Can I just first of all say that I love that she doesn't say it's 4 a.m. and my baby won't answer. She says I'm my lover. And I don't know why. Whenever I hear the word lover, I think it's affair related. I was like, okay, this is your side.
So you think she is...
No, I obviously know, like, it's, like, her partner and stuff. But I'm just, like, every time I hear the word lover, it takes me... It's, like, very side-manly.
It's very, very side-chick, side-man vibes.
Also, if I go with, like, specific wording, I'm, like, is dancer PG for stripper? Like,
oh, yeah. That's how I've always, like, understood this song.
And I was, like, I guess...
That he was in the strip club at 4 a.m.
Lol.
So that's always, like, where my head has kind of been at.
You know,
okay, but you know what? Here she said probably, so I'm feeling a bit better. She left some space.
She said in case.
So, but another thing, she said, I know that my baby's calling someone else baby, but said he's probably with a dancer. So she only left space for the person he's with. He is with somebody else, it might not be a dancer, you know, it could be some. Yeah. Oh my god. Where's the FBI? Hire me.
Go away, forensics. Let's go.
Come on, a detective. Why are you laughing? I'm serious. Okay.
I love how she's still sipping champagne. Okay, no, it's him.
He's sipping champagne in the club.
I was like, that's a mood still. It's like, if I'm at least, no. Let me.
She's not enjoying life. Champagne. That's but she's in his bed. That's sad. This is why you live by yourself. This is why you don't move in with men. This is usually what happens. Okay. And then the tone switches where she's like, I think I might lose it. And then she calls me a motherfucker.
Which this I thought was. I thought she was like, okay, we're tuning back in. We're tuning back. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like her emotions are all over the place, which is fair. You know, her man is not back. It's 4 a.m. Okay, fair. Funniest part, he must have bumped his head. She said, don't he know it's 4 a.m.? He very, very much knows. He's just not home. And you are still in his bed when you should have packed all your things and blocked his number and gone.
Very facts. Wait, where does the chorus end? What line does the chorus end on?
Don't he know it's 4 a.m.?
And I feel like the line after for me is where I start to get like excited because she says, what line standing is that here, getting heated. So part of me likes that we're not being so mopey. We're not being so like, oh, woe is me. Like, oh, my man is out doing this, doing that. She's like, okay, now I'm pissed. Which I'm like, great. Because anger sometimes, depending on how you use it, can be the springboard for better things.
That's true. If she gets angry enough, she could leave. Fair.
Exactly. So part of me is like, okay, I'm liking that I'm not in this like weird space of, because I guess like it's so easy, like especially like in R&B songs, especially like from like those really like early like 2000s or whatever have you. It's very much like that normalization of like the heartbreak and the pain. But I'm like, no, it fucking like annoys people. Am I allowed to swear? I guess so.
I literally said motherfucker like twice.
I love how I think I'm like on like Jimmy Fallon or something. I'm like, can I swear?
Like, I feel like. Like, if we're analyzing song lyrics, we literally,
But part of me is like, okay, yeah, you know what? I'm happy that, like, there's that change in pace. Because part of me can, especially now, I guess, like, the rhetoric that a lot of people have around, like, heartbreaks. It's not, like, that same thing of, oh, let's just accept this thing and just, like, be upset about it. And, like, just, like, you know, have that going. But it's more like, yeah, this does not make sense. I'm happy that she's getting angry.
She's not just, like, lying in his bed crying. But then I also feel like anger, like you said, it could be the springboard for better things, but I also worry it can like make you do foolish things.
Yeah.
That you can get a mugshot for. Something like trashing his car.
No, but you know, like where she, like, I mean, it depends. I feel like with lyrics, you can go so like into the exact thing of them where you can just like, you know, take it like, you know, with a grain of salt. But then in that sense, like when I was like, oh, I'm happy she's angry. Like, you know, two lines down, it's like, I think I'm about to hurt somebody. I'm like, please don't hurt yourself. I was like, no, please.
It's like, are you like, hurting someone? Are you hurting yourself? Are you going to pull up on him where you think he is?
Exactly.
Like you could catch like an assault charge if you actually hurt someone. Mugshots, sis, just, yeah.
It's like, we want you to be angry enough to pack your stuff out and leave.
Like, call your best friend to help you, like, move all your boxes out.
Exactly. That's fair.
Okay, so the next section. man, people have seen things in this life.
I feel like I know the section that you're about to read.
She said, swear this man is begging me to leave him. So, sis, why haven't you left? She said, then I felt bad for her. She was like, getting sick of being so mistreated. Another night without his arms around me. Like, she's falling back in. Now she's wanting to be healed. Sis, focus. You literally just said this man is begging.
You know what?
But you swear he's begging. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because, like, you saying that, I had the exact sentiment of her, like, kind of retreating to, like, this other place where it's easier for her to be taken advantage of, but with, like, a couple lines, like, further down in the song, but we'll wait till we get there. But the thing that I was curious and I wanted to ask you, because that line, where this man is begging me to leave him, I was thinking about it and I was like, I don't know, maybe I was, like, getting too into it. I don't know if that's her now, like, you know, making him seem like less of a bad character because, like, you know, obviously he's disrespecting, and obviously, like, you know, it's like a figure of speech or whatever you say, but then it's like obviously he's mistreating her, but then the way she's framed it, I don't know if like that specific sentence almost makes it seem like begging is something a character that isn't always, like, you know, the bad guy doesn't do.
We'll
you know
do.
What I mean? Exactly, it's almost like something to make you feel empathetic. So I don't know if this is, and especially like in line with you saying she's retreating, I don't know if that's her not coloring what he's doing in a more empathetic way. I don't know. But maybe I'm doing it.
I feel like with that line, in a way, it felt to me like she almost like took just a little slice or sliver of the blame, like for herself.
Mm.
Almost like he has shown me like his colors.
Yeah.
And I'm not leaving.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
haven't, yeah, like, so he's begging me to leave him, but like, Lazarus, I'm still
yeah.
here. And
yeah.
it felt like she took some blame, like, wow, guys, I'm a mug, I'm a clown. Like, just put the M on my forehead, M for mug. Like, so that's how I thought of it. And then I think also this song, especially for me, shows just like the complexity of all the feelings around when someone has like done you wrong in some way.
Yeah.
It's not going to be straightforward. Like, she was sad, then she was angry. Now she's like missing him because she says, without his arms around me, you can tell like her emotions are really all over the place.
Yeah, I'm just like, babes, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, it's 4 a.m. Just sleep. Just close your eyes. Just, we'll think about it tomorrow.
Literally, that is like advice I give everyone. Sleep and it will feel better in the morning.
Honestly.
I mean, it's already morning, it's 4 a.m., but like the later morning anyway.
When the devil is out.
When the devil is, nothing good comes at 4 a.m. And that's just for four.
That's why you know you should be going home in our situations. That's when, okay, L, let's go home.
More like 5, but okay, Isaac, don't stand your truth. I'm finished. Okay, do you have?
Yeah.
One last section.
Okay. What's your section?
Here in the song, if you guys do go and listen to it, she sounds sad. That's really the only way to explain it. She says, I don't deserve this life. I'd make the perfect wife. And I know love's a sacrifice, but who's going to sacrifice for me and give me all their time?
Who should go first? You or me?
Go ahead.
So, you know, when you said, like, before in that last bit that we read that, like, you know, there was her kind of, like, retreating and, like, going back and forth and things. I felt that more here.
Okay.
For me, like, the reason why, like, obviously it started off on, like, a very, like, somber note and then you switched into, like, you know, a quick, like, stint with, like, anger and stuff. But then here I'm like, okay, so we're ending the song on a cliffhanger because the way I read this was, like, she's either going to be angry enough and like put a big enough stick in the ground to be like, respect me. And that could mean like she leaves him or like, you know, she like, you know, calls him out.
Yeah.
Or the other way that it could go is she fully retreats into like that space of just like how society like over glorifies relationships and then you can't do anything.
And it's like, you know, she literally says, I know love's a sacrifice.
Exactly. So part of me is like, I don't know if it's, for me, the way I read it, because obviously she goes back into like, I guess it's like the pre-chorus and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then the way I read it, I was like, okay, this is a cliffhanger. And I actually wrote, I was like, does this song have a part 2 perchance? Because
we're waiting for like part 2 on. That's like a whole separate
episode. That's a different episode on its own. What's the sequel? But for me, I was like, this is more like a cliffhanger, which part of me was I welcomed it because the majority of it is obviously like very sad. And Melanie girl, I am so sorry for your feelings. But then this, I was like, okay, it's either she's angry enough that she's like, I'm out, because she's like, I don't deserve this. I'd make the perfect wife, that kind of
thing. Which is something I'm going to touch on when I speak.
That is it. Yeah. But then at the same time, like in this section, it's also like, I know love's a sacrifice, like that kind of, and I'm just like, babes.
What's really good? What's really
part
going on?
Part of
me
was like, we're waiting for part 2. But yeah, I'll hand over the mic to my beautiful colleague.
Yeah, my biggest issue with this song, and I think, obviously, it came out like in the mid-2000s, and I listened to it again at some point, maybe like 5 years ago. And, you know, by then I was coming to my full feminist self. And I heard that line where she's like, I'd make the perfect wife. And I was like, this is how pick me is in, and patriarchy princessing will land you in trouble. And no one is saying that, like, if you're a feminist or like whatever, you cannot be like taking for idiots, because it can, like, it would. Never say could never be me, because it would definitely be you one day. So, yeah, but when she was like, I'd make the perfect wife, I don't know, there was the, and obviously, you know, people can dispute like, oh, you're reading too much into it. But it just rubbed me in that way, like, oh, I'm wife material, so like, I should not be, like, bad
it's
things should
like
not happen to
yeah.
me. But if I was like not wife material, yes, you can do this to me. because I don't make the perfect wife. I'm not the perfect wifely homely girl.
Wasn't it us? Like, we were having, like, that chat, like, a couple, like, days ago about how, like, society just, like, over-glorifies, like, this need or want to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, obviously, like, saying you're someone's wife is obviously a definition of you in relation to relationships. And the thing for me, like, obviously, like, I picked it up and I was like, I hate how, like, we're so obsessed with, I feel like, I mean, I'm single to stupor, but hey, if you want to
find me. Isaac, don't tell me.
If you inspire me, I can link my Instagram after.
But I mean, your Instagram is literally how you introduce yourself.
Yeah, lol. But then it's always that thing of, like, you know, we're so obsessed with it. And then because of that obsession, you know, like, lose sight of all the red flags and stuff.
Mm.
And for her, it's like this whole thing about, like, being a wife and being in a relationship to the point where it seems like one of the ways she could go is she could essentially, like, retreat back into accepting, like, this bad behavior
just because she wants, like, the wife title.
You know what I mean? And part of me, like we just need to, like, let it go. And I mean, there's nothing against anyone that, you know, wants to have a relationship, like, as you said, but it's just like when you over glorify it to the point of, like, you know, you're not even respecting yourself or your
boundaries. Yourself, you're betraying, like, your boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. So part of me was like, But yeah, cliffhanger, I'm waiting for part two.
Yeah, I also feel like she's, you know, just that last part, I think, really shows how important, like, that is in her identity.
Mm.
Like, I'd make the perfect wife. Like, I, that has never crossed my mind before, because I know I would not.
Not that.
And just, you know, that, you know, the actual last line, where she's like, but who's going to sacrifice for me and give me all their time? And, you know, from here, we can segue into just, like, the bigger, like, conversation and stuff. But I think that is also so telling for, like, how women, and I would say especially Black women, that's, like, the experience I can speak on. I can't speak for anyone else. But I think there's a lot of giving, sacrificing, putting yourself on hold. You know, you're cutting away pieces of yourself to be this, you know, for this person in this relationship. And it's like, when are you going to give any of this back? Who's going to make sacrifices for me? And I was like, you know what, girl? You need to block this man's number. that's really all I could think about. I was just like, yeah, because she literally says, I don't deserve this life. That's a painful sentence. Hearing it, I was kind of like, wow, like, she has to have been going through it.
Yeah. You know what? I was just like, even like, it just randomly came across my mind. It's one thing to be in a situation where you're kind of, like, blind. And I think it's that specific line of, like, I don't deserve this life. It's one thing to be kind of, like, blind to, like, you know, mistreatments and stuff like that. Mistreatments? Maltreatments? Correct me in the comments. But then,
while you listen to, just let me know.
But then it's like, it's one thing to not know and still, like, you know, be, like, blind to it or something. But when you know what is happening, it's almost harder in a way, because you're like, I'm stuck in this situation.
It's like internal conflict. Like, you know.
Exactly. You are aware.
But, like, you can't. Yeah, you're aware. And, like, you're so trapped, like, in the glass box. But you're aware. You're in there.
You can't even say, like, oh, ignorance is bliss. And, like, I have no idea all this stuff.
Because she's obviously, like, not ignorant.
Yeah.
And okay, so let's take it to the broader conclusion. Let's just start. Have you ever been up at 4 a.m. because somebody's stressing your life?
Me?
I said.
Me? No, not at all. No, you know what? As I said earlier, I do not like stress. And I feel like, I don't, you know what it is?
I guess, you know, maybe not up at 4 a.m., but have you ever been in a situation where someone was doing you wrong, could be infidelity or not, and had you, like, in that headspace, like, this man must think I'm daft. Like, I must look like a mug. I personally have not been. Let me just put that out there. I have not been.
That's dunce.
Yo, like, it's like, oh, obviously I have a dunce hat on, the way this person is treating me.
No, I haven't been in that situation. And I feel like for me, obviously there's pros and cons to this, like, you know, who I am as a person. Ouch, I just read myself. But then I feel like when it comes to romantic relationships, I tend to feel things quite intensely. Like, that comes from, like, my heart and stuff. But then my head is like, we're not about to get hurt. We've gotten hurt before. But even when I got hurt before, that wasn't really the other person's fault. It was just a situation of, like, unrequited love and stuff. But
Oh, okay.
I got into that in a different day, or you can talk
about there are many, many songs about unrequited love.
But then I feel like because I have been, like, you know, I feel things quite intensely, it's, like, very easy for me in my head to just be like, okay, well, I'm not going to get hurt. So I don't even think I'd allow myself. I mean,
get to that point.
I'm going to knock on wood that I will never be up. And also, I like my sleep. Like, honestly, like, besides food, besides, like, you know, that, like, I'm sleeping. Like, what else am I doing?
It's like, I'm taking time for myself.
No, I don't think I would let myself get to a space where I am stressing about someone to that extent. And yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like I would only be up at 4 a.m. if, like, I was worried about your safety. Like, maybe you said you'd be home at, like, a certain time, and, like, suddenly your phone isn't ringing anymore. That, like, I can be awake for that because like, you know, I'm very, like, harm averse.
I could be worried.
About,
yeah. What I was thinking about before, because when I saw, like, you know, the title, like, being 4 a.m., I was like, 4 a.m., I'm out. I'm meant to be in this bed. Like, where are you going? So I guess, like, my question now is, and obviously, I don't think we would be the ones to, like, police people around. Like, I don't think we're those types of people. But, like, in my head, I'm like, what would you even be doing that you're out at 4 a.m.?
Isaac, I feel like, apply self-awareness here. Don't be asking this question. Like, please don't let them come and drag us.
No, but in my head, I'm like, I would be, like, if it's, like, a club situation, I would also be in the club with
you. In the club, like, with you. I mean, but what if it was a night where you were like, I'm kind of tired. Like, yeah, go ahead without me.
Okay, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. I also, just to clarify, because I don't know if you guys heard me before, but no, I've never been in a situation where I've survived.
Not I.
Yeah, not I'm not going to say never seen her, because these things can happen, like, they can catch you off guard. Yeah, anybody can catch three bullets. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm actually
but I can't, like, actively remember a situation in which we're, like, you know, when she was, like, you're feeling kind of crazy, like, no, I haven't. I'm not seen. I also like to manage my emotions. I beg. I don't like stress.
No. I'm just like, you know, I'm just like, there's enough stress in the world for me to not come and be stressing about somebody else. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this. I can't afford to do it. But then, I'm actually very curious, like, even, like, the way, like, the song ended and stuff, with how I feel like it could be a cliffhanger. I actually want to do some research into, like, her wider, like, work, or, like, if this was, like, an album or an EP or something, and be like, when's the part two of this song? Because I want to just make sure that our girl, Melanie, is doing
If she's good. No, we should definitely look into it. If there's a song she has that feels like a part two, we'll bring it for you guys. and then we can analyze it for you guys. But, and just another, and we had touched on this a bit earlier, but why do you think infidelity is something that R&B singers especially sing about so often? I haven't ventured too far into the genre, but I feel like country singers also dabble. But there's just something very, very specific about like R&B.
Yeah. You know,
infidelity.
I mean, me not being a singer, I don't obviously have the experience to bring, but I feel like, I don't know, like, when you think about, I think it's kind of also tied to, like, that question I asked in the beginning of, like, why is it always infidelity and not something else, like, you know, people like growing up. I think maybe it's because when it comes to, like, romance and, like, romantic relationships and stuff, the most obvious kind of pain is infidelity.
Betrayal,
of some form. Yeah, I think it's quite, obviously it's quite complex in, like, different ways, and, like, you know, you have so many, like, nuances that go, but at a fundamental level, it's like, I was exclusive with someone, we were faithful to one another, they stepped out of that and betrayed that trust. It's as simple as that. I feel like because it's, like, the most obvious kind of pain, and it's also very simple that, like, the fundamental of how it works out, I guess that's why it's easier for people to go there, as opposed to, like, a song about, for example, someone that you've loved for forever and you guys kind of growing apart. Like, I feel like infidelity is so much more of an obvious,
reason to like be upset or to leave your relationship. That's fair. I also was thinking, I was wondering if like infidelity is just like so common that like you can't, if you're writing love songs or heartbreak songs, you can't avoid it. Like, I think also it's relatable because a lot of like R&B singers make things to be, your songs have to be relatable to sell. And it's like someone like Toni Braxton, for instance, she sells heartbreak. She's been selling heartbreak for years.
She sells heartbreak.
My queen, my deep voice queen. You know, and but people can always relate. And I always think about this. I'm like, why are there endless songs on love, heartbreak, you know, all these things? And I was like, I really just feel like through time, no matter how you phrase it, no matter what, people will always be able to relate. And no matter how you say it, it's still new somehow. It's still fresh.
Yeah. And kind of something that I was just like thinking, like in addition to that, I don't like, you know how you said it's like very like relatable and it's like easy to like sell that. I also don't know. You know, obviously, like, in this song, for example, she goes through that space of, like, oh, I'm sad about this, but then I'm angry about it. And I'm wondering if, like, with infidelity, there's so many emotions that people can latch on, which makes it a more attractive thing to sing about. Because you can approach the song and, like, be like, I'm angry, fuck this person, like, fuck this, like, all that kind of stuff. Or you could be like, oh, shit, I'm sad about this, yada, yada, yada. Whereas, like, some other topics is just, like, full on, I guess, like, sadness, or it's, like, you know, it doesn't
have... Or it's, like, full on anger.
Exactly. But I feel like with this, there's so many emotions that can be involved when it comes to, like, infidelity, and, like, the frequency is high enough for people to kind of, like, tap into, as opposed to other things that are a bit more, like, just somber and just plainly sad.
Yeah, and I think that also is relatable in a way, like, I believe I said earlier, when she was, like, your emotions will be all over the place. You get today, you can be sad, tomorrow you can be angry. So someone could listen to 4 a.m. today and latch onto, you know, the sad parts of like, I don't deserve this life, things like that. But then they listen to it the next day and they're like, oh, this motherfucker thinks I'm stupid. They're like, oh, okay, I'm a mug. Yeah. I have my dunce hat. Like, well, this how you really, this, no, I must look stupid. So I think also that's why love songs are relatable. And I find love songs, heartbreak, infidelity, even if you haven't experienced it, they have this weird way of being almost like lightly relatable because you know someone who knows someone. Everybody has a friend who has been in. So maybe you've never even been the friend who was awake at 4 a.m. waiting on the guy to come home and angry, but you might be the friend that got called. Your friend called you at 4 a.m. I was like, wow, so this guy has not come.
That's actually true, because I was thinking about something, like, you know, obviously you answer that this hasn't been us, but then obviously you still listen to it, you still like get it, and maybe that's like, it's obviously like kudos to like her talent and her craft and her singing and all that stuff that goes in, that's kind of pretty in that world. But it's also that weird thing of how, like, even before my first relationship, I was here belting out all the heartbreaks as if I could relate, and I was like, what is actually going
on? Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton. I still can't relate, but if you put that song on, first of all, that's my song. Period. just going to dip back quickly. Thought of something. He's probably somewhere with a dancer. I'm smelling respectability politics on that. I don't like that. I don't like the tone there.
I saw that and I was like, huh?
It could be a bank CEO that took your man. I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and be like, okay, this was like, what, like early 2000s?
That's true, true.
So perchance 2020, we're not doing that. I were not like, you know, looking
at that. Are we sure though? Because, I mean, have you heard these songs in the streets? Have you heard the songs in the streets?
Oh my God. No,
have you seen the reactions to songs in the streets?
That's a different episode.
So do you have any other last comments? Any advice for
Melanie? I'm hoping that Melanie has healed from... I'm so deep.
I can't even take you seriously.
I hope she's healed from it. And I obviously, as you could probably tell from like this chat, like we're very much leaning to the side of like, yeah, leave him. But like more in general, I feel like sometimes people now get into that whole thing of like, oh, you're just saying leave. And I'm like, the thing about it is like, just respect yourself, really. So I'm like, I hope Melanie from this experience, you know, respected herself and did what she needed to do.
Yes. And
I will be on the lookout for part two. I'm happy. I want to come see if she was angry about it. And she was like, no, get out. Or she wanted to stay. But yeah, it was a cute song. Yeah.
I mean, I think for me, all I want for her or anyone who's been in a situation like this, like, you know, obviously we say, you know, leave, like, you know, respect your heart, respect your boundaries and leave. We're not taking away from the fact that it's probably hard to leave someone you're in love with or have been in love. You know, she doesn't give us a time frame of how long they've been together, but, you know, we can just assume they're showing love. They're connected in some way. But, you know, it's not, there's love out there in your size. Like, don't feel like because you want a wife title or anything like that, that you have to stay in a place where you're obviously not being respected. Like, this man could have sent Melanie Fiona a text being like, hey, babe, I'm out with the boys. I'm running late, but something you get. But instead, he has her like up at 4 a.m. going crazy. So, you know, we hope Melanie left him. We're rooting for you, sis. I will always be rooting for women. So I'm rooting for you.
Always.
Peace and happiness. And you can go and tweet, I'm becoming the woman I've always wanted to be. That's how you know somebody is rising like a phoenix from the ashes in their heartbreak.
Like
becoming,
a phoenix.
Becoming a woman I love.
Like a phoenix.
But thank you so, so, so much, Isaac, for doing this with me.
Thank you for having me, Elle. Thank you.
Exciting. Once again, guys, follow us at @haveyouheard_HYH on Instagram. That's
vibes, the
that's where we're at. Come through for the content. I have enjoyed doing this thoroughly.
Yeah,
I look forward to bringing you guys more of this. And that's a wrap on that. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Gang, gang, gang.